To rugby now, the All Blacks have made three changes to the starting 15 for tomorrow night's crucial Tri Nations test against Argentina, as they seek to avoid falling to three straight defeats for the first time in 22 years. Coach Ian Foster and the team are under enormous pressure following losses to the Wallabies and their first ever defeat to Argentina. But he's largely stuck with the side beaten by the Pumas, giving them a shot at redemption. So will normal service resume in Newcastle, or will Argentina be able to repeat their shock upset in Sydney? Our reporter, our rugby reporter, Joe Porter, has more.
A boil over felt in Buenos Aires. Los Pumas, they win against the All Blacks.
Argentina stunned the All Blacks in Sydney to claim their first win over the rugby powerhouse, and New Zealand fans weren't happy, with many calling for coach Ian Foster to quit.
We've got our own standards that we want to meet, and when we don't get to that level, then clearly it's going to come down on me, and I understand that. But I've got a lot of belief in these guys, this group. I know that there's some areas that we're learning and growing as a group and making really good progress, but we've got to prove that on the park.
Foster feeling the strain but not ready to back down, and confident his side will win tomorrow night's test, making just three changes to the starting side that lost to the Pumas 13 days ago. Prop Nepal Aulala replaces Tyrell Lomax, Scott Barrett takes over from Patrick Tuipulotu at lock, and Akita Ioane comes in at blindside for Shannon Frizzell. The backline remains unchanged, with Richie Maunga at first five, Bowden Barrett at fullback, and Geordie Barrett and Caleb Clark on the wings. Geordie Barrett's place in the side was in question after some less than standout performances out wide, but Foster believes his prodigious boot could come in handy in Newcastle.
The first three tests, and Geordie played, you know, scored three tries and really dealt with the right wing particularly well. I felt it wasn't his best game when he went to fullback in Brisbane. We do trust his kicking game and his decision making with his brother at the back.
The All Blacks are desperate to avoid losing three tests on the trot for the first time since 1998, and hooker Dane Cole says the pain of being in the first New Zealand team to lose to Argentina is providing extra motivation for their last test of the year.
I've been in this team twice when we've been the first team to lose to a country, and you'll probably ever lose sight of that feeling. It's probably a scar that will probably stay with you for the rest of your rugby career.
To avoid another career low, Cole says the All Blacks will need to get on top of the ill discipline that cost them badly in that loss, with the Pumas baiting them into giving away stupid penalties.
I probably let myself down, gave one of the old boys a slap around the head, and they do bring a lot of heat in that department. And if they do bring it, you've got to walk away with a big smile on your face and get on for your next task, and you can't retaliate.
Coles isn't wrong, and Foster says any kind of pushback will be punished by the referees.
World Rugby has said that if the retaliation is at a level above what the initial prodding is, then the retaliator is going to get penalised. The problem with that, it just keeps encouraging people for little wee cheap shots and that trying to provoke you.
The South Americans won't need much provoking to perform, with emotions running high following the death of Argentinian football legend Diego Maradona, who was a big Los Pumas fan.
We were playing against the All Blacks, and the game was starting, and then Diego came out, typical Diego way, and everything stopped. Like, the ref didn't start the game, and we all Argentinians were looking up, and Diego was there, and we saw the All Blacks looking at Diego, and just the world stopped.
The Argentina coach, Mario Ledesma, says Maradona was bigger than sport.
He united people in Argentina, and he gave a lot of happiness to a lot of people in difficult times. And obviously, he's somebody that came from very little, and he became the king of the world. So that gives hope for a lot of Argentinians.
While the Argentinians will be inspired by one of their country's most famous sons, the All Blacks have far more to lose, with coach Ian Foster's job set to come under immense scrutiny if they trip over again. Mō te hōtaka o te atene, ko Joe Porter aho.